An updated passport with new and improved security features is being phased in by Te Taritai Whenua Department of Internal Affairs. Department of Internal Affairs has ensured New Zealand passports continue to have top security features without increasing the cost of producing passports. And we are joined now by Service Delivery and Operations Deputy Chief Executive at Department of Internal Affairs for more, Maria Robertson. Good afternoon, Noa Ia Moldi, and thank you so much for your time, Maria.
Malo.
Now, Maria, firstly, an overview of why the new passports are being phased in by the Department of Internal Affairs.
Yeah, look, it's really important that we keep New Zealanders' identity safe. And so what we do quite regularly is do some regular updates working with Canadian Banknote, which is the company that actually produces the book. We do work with them to actually introduce new features that keep us ahead of the curve in terms of people who might be looking to counterfeit or try and copy it. So we use different inks or even different stitching in the book, all sorts of different things that we do to just keep it current and keep ahead of those the bad guys, basically.
Now, in terms of the new features that are going to be introduced or phased in, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So most of them you wouldn't see. So most of these features, you know, if you were looking at the book, you wouldn't even notice it. But there's a couple of things that I'll just kind of mention. One is we now have the word Aotearoa on the front of our little black book. The beautiful little black book now has the word Aotearoa on the front. We also, whilst we've used Māori language in the book for a long time, like since the 90s, we're now putting the Te Reo Māori actually before the English. And we do this because we think it helps, and one of the things that someone said to me once about the Māori language is if you put the Māori word first and the English translation second, it helps with learning. If you put the English word first and then the Māori word, you're essentially doing a translation into Māori. And most of us, what we're really trying to do is learn Te Reo Māori and then the translation in English, but it helps with the learning. So that's the second thing. Another few things we're doing inside the book. So one of the things that you know, when you get one, if you do get one, which will be in due course, one of the things that if you, people are looking for it, underneath your, on the hard page, which is what's called a polycarbonate, you know, the page where you open the book and it's really hard, like a hard plastic. In that page, you have a picture of yourself. And underneath that picture is a new green fern. And if you rub your finger on that green fern, which is embossed, so you can feel it, when that ink gets over 27 degrees, it disappears. So it's a feature, it's a security feature that says this is produced with the inks that we use for a genuine New Zealand passport. And that's a way that a border official can see if it's actually a genuine one, just doing some of that stuff.
Oh my gosh, the wonders of modern technology, even with the temperature of an ink in there, yeah. it's amazing. Now, in terms of the new features in there, what's the sort of time frame we're looking at the new version of the passport being phased in, introduced, yeah. Maria?
Yeah, so we're in production on that now. So we're using these new books now. We had thought that we would be using them a long time ago, but and I'll tell you the reasons why. So in 2019, in March of 2019, so in that March-April period, we produced around 80,000, we issued about 80,000 passports a month, this time 2 years ago. Last year, we issued 50,000 passports in March of 2020, and this March, we issued 10,000. So as we get borders opening and as more people start to travel, people will start renewing their passports again and we'll start seeing that new book in circulation. So we've got some books already in circulation, so it's happening now gradually as we use our old stocks, which is not many. So over the course of the next few months, these will start to appear in people's hands. And for most people, they won't even notice unless they actually look.
And we're looking at, is it 10 years currently for a passport?
10 years.
10 years still, okay.
Yeah, 10.
Now, In terms of the countries, you know, New Zealand passport, I read an article a little while ago, you know, ranking passports in New Zealand, you know, like in the top 5-10 passports of the world. How many countries or nations is our New Zealand passport accepted in currently, Maria?
Well, your passport is actually accepted in all countries, but what's the difference here and why passports gets ranked is how many countries you can access either without the need for a visa or guaranteed visa at the border. And so how that's determined, and currently New Zealanders who are traveling with their beautiful little black book, they have guaranteed access to 170 countries either without a visa or guaranteed visa at the border. And that's how that ranking is determined. And how countries make that decision about whether to accept our passport, so New Zealanders who are carrying that book, how countries make that decision is they come and audit how we work. They come and what they're basically looking for is assurances that whomever's carrying that passport, they can rely on that person actually being who they say they are. And so that's what they come and look for. So they come. So if you look at sort of the US and other countries, they will come and they will look at how we deliver our passports, how we issue them, the decisions we make, how we check it, how we keep our data safe, all that stuff. And then they will make a decision then in their country about whether they trust us. And that trust is what forms the basis of a New Zealander's ability to get a visa.
Now, with vaccinations, you know, being rolled out globally and talk, you know, now that travel bubbles are, well, slowly, well, if we're looking at just New Zealand and closest neighbours, you know, starting to open up, in terms of, you know, being not being able or allowed access to countries unless proof of, you know, vaccinations, is that going to be something, you know, taking into consideration in the future versions of the passport, our New Zealand passport?
Well, we're certainly involved in conversations, but it's not a passport. It's not a traveller identity question. It's which is what your passport's really about, is your traveller, you know, your identity. A vaccine passport, you know, in the world, these are not new things. If you think about the old polio passports or any of those things, you know, you can carry a document that says you've been vaccinated. So the question then is, and the work that we're involved in is, how is that? Where is that record kept? And how do people in other countries, say on the border, how do they access those records? And that is something that health officials in particular all over the world are currently grappling with. And we're involved because there's a link, obviously, to people traveling, and they travel with a passport. So, you know, but what we're just doing is we're just involved in the work. We're not leading it.
Yeah, so maybe something like whether it be a universally accepted stamp or a separate document alongside. Okay, then. Okay. Well, it's a very big thank you to the Service Delivery and Operations Deputy Chief Executive at the Department of Internal Affairs, Maria Robertson. Maria, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate it, and all the very best. Have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Ka kite.